mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the appointed prayer for this Sunday, which was prayed at the altar just a few moments ago, we say that we live in the midst of so many and great dangers that in our frailty we cannot always stand upright. And then we go on to pray that God would therefore grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and to carry us through all temptations. The disciples in their boat on the Sea of Galilee were in great danger. All of the sudden, a violent storm overtakes them. Now, the disciples were by and large skilled fishermen and were well acquainted with the weather. Ordinary bad weather wouldn't have terrified them, but here was a gale of tremendous force which threatened to make their boat sink beneath the waves, and Jesus was asleep. In fear for their lives, the disciples wake him, crying out, "Save us, Lord, we're perishing." Yes, the disciples were in great danger, but they also were assaulted by temptation. The temptation to doubt that Jesus could really help them. For had their faith been strong, they wouldn't have cried out, "Save us, Lord, we're perishing." So the disciples were assaulted not only by the danger of the terrifying storm, but also by the temptation to doubt that Jesus could really help them. And that's why Jesus immediately replies, "Why are you so afraid, O you of little faith?" And only then does he rebuke the winds and sea, and there was a great calm. Well, you and I are so very much like those disciples there in the boat on the stormy sea. We, like them, are assaulted by dangers and temptations. Dangers there are aplenty, and all too often we feel as if we are about to be overwhelmed by the dangers that beset us. We all know perfectly well just how frail we are. Perfectly good health can all of a sudden be taken from us by life-threatening illness. And I suspect that all of us know, if not by experience, then certainly by observation, how a deep depression of spirit can rob us of all joy in living, paralyze us, and in the worst cases, even make us wish that we were dead. It goes without saying that we live in a dangerous world and that in human affairs, nothing is certain. So we, like the disciples on the storm-tossed sea, are in many and great dangers. And yes, at times it seems as if our prayers are unheard, as if the Lord Jesus has gone to sleep. Yes, we are beset with many dangers, but also by temptations. The temptation to doubt that the Lord Jesus is in fact our merciful Savior, who hears all our prayers, indeed hears the wordless sighs of our hearts, and who will help us in his time and in his way. For even should death come, Jesus is the Lord not only of wind and wave, he is the Lord of life and death, who has utterly defeated death, so that come what may, nothing can finally hinder his truly loving purpose for us, his dear children. He conquered wind and wave. He conquered sickness of body, derangement of mind. He defeated death and the grave. And what could not destroy him cannot destroy us, because we are his. Made his own dear children through baptism, and fed as at the altar today with the body which death could not hold nor the grave contain, and with that precious blood which cleanses us from all our sins, also our sin of doubt and little faith, of which we, like the disciples, are often guilty. And so we need not fear any danger, because Jesus is the risen Lord. And we need not fear any temptation, because Jesus is the friend of sinners, who delights in forgiving his wayward children, who offered himself on the altar of the cross for us all, for you and for me. When the great calm came on the storm-tossed sea, the disciples asked, "What sort of man is this, that even wind and sea obey him? What sort of man? The God-man, the one who is not only our fully human brother, but also true God, equal with the Father and the Holy Spirit, who in the beginning made all things and still holds all things in being, himself the ruler of wind and wave. The Lord God, of whom the psalmist had sung long before his birth at Bethlehem, saying, 'When they cry to the Lord in their trouble, he delivers them out of their distress. For he makes the storm to cease, so that the waves thereof are still.'" In Jesus, we see the love which moves the sun and other stars come in the flesh to claim us as his own. To him, then, we cry out with the certainty of being heard, "Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.